and doing what you're doing. Amen? Responsibility. Ooh, that's just an ugly word, isn't it? You ever told somebody you just need to be responsible? You ever told somebody you're just irresponsible? You ever told somebody you're just irresponsible? That's what you are. I mean, so it just has sort of a, you know what I mean? Responsibility, responsible. Wow. I mean, that's a heavy, that's a tough word. And taking responsibility, are you kidding me? You mean I got to take responsibility? You mean for my actions, for my life? You mean I actually have to do something here? Yeah. Amen? One thing, if you're new at Fellowship, we try to take the Scriptures or the Bible flat out. That's all I have. I don't preach from Newsweek or something. Amen? All right? But we try to make it applicable and practical. And the way I do that is I do it for me. I do it for me. And so you're just getting some overflow from the Lord working in my life, through my life. As I read the Scriptures, I'm messed up just like you are. Don't put me up here. I got problems just like you. Amen? Say. All right? So I have to, I mean, that's the beautiful thing about the Lord, about His Word. Amen? So that's what we're going to do today. So taking responsibility. Go study the Word. Let's see what we can find today from the Word. Here we go. Now, last week, we talked about being personally responsible. How many were here for that message last week? Personally responsible. You talk about ugly. That was ugly, yeah. Now, personally responsible. Not counting on mama to do it. Or grandma. Or your husband or your wife, whatever. You're going to do it. You're going to take responsibility for whatever it is you need to do. Okay, I talked about it, being personally responsible. And we go to the Scriptures on that. Now today we're going to take it a step further. Okay, I'm supposed to be personally responsible, and other people are supposed to be personally responsible. But there's also, part of taking responsibility is being responsible to who? Responsible to who? Responsible to who? Others. So let's talk about it today. Let's open up the Word and see what we can find. Here we go, Raj. What happens when a Christian has a burden that's heavier than they can bear alone? What happens when a Christian has a burden that's heavier to bear than they can do alone? Now, we can tell them you just need to be personally responsible. But in some situations, they're not able. Doesn't mean they can't do it. There could be a number of reasons it's happened. But what is our role? As another believer in Christ, I'm supposed to be personally responsible, but I'm also to be responsible to others. Let's talk about it. A lot of confusion on this. Let's let the Bible help us today. The Bible says, bear ye, say it with me, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Sit with me again. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Okay, we're going to talk about it today. And I don't want to get ahead of myself, but not everybody, a lot of times people are just whiners. Excuse me. And if you don't just show up to them and the pastor ain't at their house or somebody, or you, I was out on Sunday and you didn't visit me, I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now, if you're not here next this next Sunday, I'm not coming to visit you. Did you hear me? Yes or no? How about you be responsible enough to get your tail out of bed and get to church? Yes or no? Say. You hear me? I know that's ugly preaching. I know that's terrible. That's the truth. Okay? That's the truth. Okay? All right? But, I mean, a lot of people get upset. I've had people tell me, I hadn't said to me not long ago, you really disappointed me. You didn't come visit me in the hospital. You really disappointed. I told them this was my answer. Well, get in line. Because I disappoint a lot of people. Amen. There's a long line of people I've disappointed that I didn't live up to all their expectations. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? Here's my point. I know that's ugly out of the gate. Guys, we need to be responsible to others, but we need to be reasonable. You understand? Yes or no? Amen. For example, here's how we do it at Fellowship. Gary Clark doesn't show up to everybody who's sick. Just doesn't happen. I've done that in the past. It's not that it doesn't matter, that you don't matter. What's cool is we have a church where other people care about you. Can you say that with me? Other people care about. How about that? Other people care about. Other than just the pastor. I'd rather have a church where you get mad at me for not showing up. I'd rather have a church like that, but also where we have a church where other people care about you. That make any sense? Instead of just Gary Clark's the only one that cares for me at Fellowship Church. I'd rather it be said, okay, you don't say I don't care for you, it ain't true. But I'd rather have a church where other people care, not just the preacher. You listening to me? Say, did I lose you? I know I got ugly, didn't mean it, but I did it. Here we go. Just trying to be honest. So we're not talking about not unreasonable situations or not realizing we're the body of Christ. Are we the body of Christ? Okay, now is the pastor the head of the body or is Christ the head of the body? Christ. So I'm part of the body. Amen? How many wouldn't want to do what I do on Sunday, get up here and preach every Sunday? Can I see your hand? You wouldn't want to do that. You just don't think that's not what I can do. I don't want to do that. I can't do that. Don't want to do that. Do you see, I serve a function, but you serve a function. We're part of the body. Don't put the preacher somewhere where he ain't supposed to be. Yeah, I'm a shepherd. I'm supposed to shepherd the flock, okay, and to care for you guys. And I do. And I think if you get to know me, you know that. Yeah, that man does care for me. There's no doubt about it, okay? Flat out. And I've committed my life here, you know. So let's be reasonable. If we're going to learn, we've got to use our brain. Let's think about it a little bit. So there's some situations where there's a burden on somebody and it's greater than they can actually bear. Y'all with me? Okay? And so you mean I got to carry my pack, which we talked about last week. The Bible says bear your own burden. That's what we talked about last week, personal responsibility. It's a soldier's pack. That's what it's actually called. You try to tell the squadron leader, I can't carry my pack. Will you carry it for me, sir? He's going to slap you upside the head. Okay? No, there's things you got to carry in your pack. And some of them are very difficult and very hard. But if you're personally responsible, you'll be surprised how much can be in your pack and you can still carry that. Amen? But you got to think that way. You got to believe you can be personally responsible with God, with the Spirit, with the Word of God, with making right decisions. Sure, you can carry so much. It's beyond belief what you can really carry with Jesus. Amen? Y'all listening so far? We together or not? But there's people out there that something's happened. And it's more than they can handle. So you mean I got to carry what's in my pack and I got to help someone else carry their pack too? Is that what you're saying? No, that's not exactly what I'm saying. And that's not really what the Scripture's saying. So let's try to look at it here. Okay, it says, bear you one another's burdens and fulfill the law of Christ. The word burden in verse 2 is different than the word burden in verse 5 that we saw last week. Okay? We're not talking about the pack on their back. Does everybody have to carry their own pack? Yes or no? According to the Bible, yes or no? Yes. Okay? Everybody has to do that. But sometimes in people's lives, there's something else that comes along other than what's in their pack. And it nearly kills them. You understand? Okay. It's a weight that's much greater than their soldier's pack. Say that with me. It's what? It's enormous. Say that with me. It's what? It's impressive. How about say that last thing with me? It's so heavy they can't what? They can't bear it alone. I think a lot of times there are things that we can bear alone. There are things in our pack we can carry. But we want to feel sorry for ourselves. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Quote me, I said it. We want to feel sorry for ourselves. We want to put the blame on, my sister didn't call me. And sometimes we put this stuff in our head, and a lot of times people didn't even know we were going through the mess we're going through. Y'all hear me? Yes or no? I'm got goofy on y'all already this morning. Okay, listen. We got to be reasonable when we're thinking here. This is talking about, obviously it's not saying, take everybody's burden and go bear everybody's burden in their pack. That's craziness. You can't do what you got to do for yourself, okay? That's craziness, okay? But there is a time in people's lives, many people's lives, they need some help. And they must have what? Help if they're going to be able to what? They've got to have what? Help if they're going to be able to what? Okay? And I'm as hard as anybody. I'm nice too, but I mean, I'm a hard guy. You know, if I think you can make it, I think the best thing I can do for you is not for me to do what you need to do, but you need to do what you need to do. Because I can't come through life and hold your hand. Amen. Yes or no? I can come along and encourage you, help you. There are times in your life where you definitely, it's a heavier burden than you can bear. Maybe I can be the one to help you, but I've got a greater opportunity that somebody in this body can help you other than just the preacher. Are y'all hearing me today? Okay? Let's keep that focus. Let's keep looking.
So let's look at some clear areas. Some clear areas where it is my what? Some clear areas, not gray, not maybe. We're going to talk about from the Scriptures today, some clear areas where it is whose responsibility? Can you say my? My, one more time. My responsibility to help bear another person's burden. Have you ever helped somebody and you helped them and you knew you're helping them, but you knew they really could do it themselves? And they became dependent? Say, you ever done that? Yes or no? And they never helped themselves? That's not what this is talking about, guys. It's not right for us to help people where they just get dependent on us and they can't do for themselves. So y'all listening or not, that might be an old-fashioned message, but I'm telling you, it's the right thing from the Word. Okay? But there are some clear areas where it is my responsibility to help bear another person's burden. And fulfill the what? Say that part. And fulfill the what? The law of Christ. So let's take a little break right here. So I'm to help somebody who's got this oppressive burden. It's weighing them down. They can't do it on their own. If they're going to make it, they're going to need some help. They're going to need my help. And if I do that, I'm fulfilling what law? The law of what? Christ. So what is the law of Christ? The law of Christ is the principle of what? Boy, you really need to hear me now. The law of Christ is the principle of what? Love. Okay? For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love your neighbor as thyself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed of one another. Amen? Okay? So the law of Christ is to love. Okay? To love somebody. To love people like God loved people. Let's look at some other scriptures. A new commandment I give unto you, that you what? Say it with me. That you what? As I what? That you also love one another. Okay? So the law of Christ is the principle of love. By this, say this with me, shall all men know you're my what? If you have what? Love one for another. Love one for another. And we can really demonstrate love to other people when they have a burden that is so enormous. They cannot carry that burden. They're going to need help. And because of love, we're motivated by the love of God. It constrains us to help them. You understand? Okay, we shouldn't be motivated by their whining. We shouldn't be motivated just because we're soft and we've always done it. We should be motivated because of the love of Christ, but we should be motivated also because it's an enormous burden and they can't do it unless we help them. Hey, I don't think you're doing somebody a favor when you know they can do it and you do it for them. Say. Now, parents, how many are guilty of this? Can I go and put my hand up with you? Come on. You're guilty of this. Okay? But we're guilty more than just parents. We get a little soft. Well, okay. And you hear these crazy stories on TV where people gave this or they gave this. They lose everything because they got scammed. Amen. Say. You think in church you can get scammed? Yes or no? Yes. You put a little Jesus on something, you got a perfect scam. Excuse me. Okay, so I know I'm going back and forth here, but I'm trying to make the point. We're motivated by love. Okay, the law of Christ, which is to love people. But people are to have personal responsibility. They're to take care of their own burden. But what about this enormous burden? There are some clear areas where it's my responsibility to help bear another person's burden. Now, what are those, Pastor? What are those? Are y'all ready or not? Might shock you. Here we go. We're to help bear the burden when a believer is overtaken in a fault. Help me now. Say that with me. We are to help bear the burden when, say it with me, a what? Believer is overtaken in a fault. Well, that's interesting because it said if you bite one another and be careful that you're not consumed of one another. We're to love in that situation, but so often we do the opposite. We judge many times. We bite. You know what I'm saying? Now, this is a serious matter. Listen to me, church. A serious matter. When a believer is overtaken in a fault, and many times they're overtaken for a number of reasons, and a lot of times it is because they weren't personally responsible. Okay? But what is our responsibility? That's what we're talking about today. Is it my responsibility to help somebody like this? Let's look at it. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a what? You which are what? Spiritual, do what? Restore such an one in the spirit of what? Meekness. Considering who? Lest you also be what? Tempted. Amen. Now stay with me. Stay with me. So I'm to help bear the burden of a believer who's overtaken in a fault. Now the word overtaken actually means, say that with me, surprise attack. Did you know we have an adversary of the devil who goes around as a roaring lion seeking whom he may what? Devour. He wants to eat your lunch. Okay? Now the word fault here, we're to help bear the burden when a believer is overtaken in a fault, is actually the word what? Sin. Sin. It's really important that you keep that in mind, that a person, everybody has a pack on their back and everybody is to be personally responsible. Keep that in mind. We get that sometimes skewed in the church. We think it's the Christian thing just to always give more money and help more money, give more money and just help. And we're doing the worst thing sometimes because we're not helping them be personally responsible. Did we make that point already? But there is a need here. Okay? What is this talking about? It means that a believer has suffered a surprise attack and has sinned. Now let's keep developing that idea. And we're talking about some heavy what? Some heavy sinning here. We're talking about a believer has sinned. And it's really heavy. And it's so heavy. How many, can you go and be honest with me? How many of you have been there before as a believer in Christ and you didn't know how to get back? You couldn't hardly find your way out. Is that the truth? Yes or no? Okay. That's what the Bible, did you know the Bible's written to help us and to help other people? Do you understand that? Yes or no? That's what it's here for. Okay. This happens. Now, from where I stand in my life and in my ministry, I see this often, very often happen. Okay? And it's more than I can do alone. But that's one of the biggest reasons we exist at Fellowship Church. God didn't call us to judge people, did He? Yes or no? No! But He called us also to not pat people on the head. And just surround ourselves with a bunch of whiners. Is that true? You see what I'm saying? There is that personal responsibility. We've got to be personally responsible. So part of church is learning how to be personally responsible in your life and live your life, right? Following the Lord. But it happens. People are overtaken in a sin. They were tempted and they what? Fell. And you mean, Pastor, they did it and I'm responsible to help them? Yeah. I know that's goopy, ain't it? Sounds like Jesus, doesn't it? Say, doesn't sound like Pharisees, does it? No, get out of here, unclean. See, that's the way they were. Remember the Pharisee that beat on his chest? I mean, that said, I'm glad I'm not like this publican over here. Remember the publican, the story? I'm glad I'm not as this other publican. As this publican. And Jesus, you know, but this guy was asking for mercy. Is that the right thing we're supposed to do, is ask for mercy and cry out and say, oh, God, help me, I'm a sinner. Is this the right thing? Is this the wrong thing? Sure. So this is like Jesus, guys. That's why you're fulfilling the law of who? Christ, when you help another person in this situation. So it's killing him or her. They've been overtaken in sin, overtaken in fault, and it's killing them. It's so oppressing and so debilitating that they've been rendered what? For kingdom work. Now, guys, we can try to spin it. We can try to put a face on it. We can try to hide it and cover it up. But I'm going to tell you something. We know we sin. We all sin. We know that. We struggle. We know that. We've got the flesh, right? But when you're living in sin, it's all a big joke. You putting that face on it and acting like you're not away from God. Okay? If you want help, the church ought to help you. If you want to play the game and put the little mask on, and hey, I live my life. Hey, everybody out there, you know. If you want to play that, you can play that. And that's, I can't help you because you're being a phony. But if people realize, hey, this is not right. I'm not living the right life. This is not right, but I don't know how to do it. It's killing me, and I just keep doing it. And I need help. Well, when people need that help, and we know they need that help, the church needs to be there to help them. Do you hear me, yes or no? Absolutely. Can we praise the Lord? Come on. That's a good thing, guys. Come on. Yeah. This is why we exist. This is why we're here. You know how attractive that is in a community? Say, when people get to know, that fellowship church loves you. That fellowship church, you know, and I was away from God. And the best testimony you can tell is, man, if somebody, you got a testimony, and said, man, I was away from God, and I came there, and they accepted me, and they loved me, and they helped me get on my feet again, preach the Word. They didn't pussyfoot around. They didn't say, it's okay, do whatever you want to do. But they loved me. They helped me get my life together. Amen. Say, that's what we're talking about today. This is a little bit more, excuse me, than going to visit somebody with a cold. This is big stuff, guys. This stuff people blow their brains out over. You understand? Yes or no? Okay? Keep looking. So you which are what? Spiritual, restore such an one. And you know what? When you bear your own burden, and you take care of the pack on your back, and did you know when you go out and you're helping other people and being responsible to others, that is part of a spiritual Christian. I'm spiritual. I read my Bible. Are you helping people, say? Yes or no? Come on, if you're spiritual, you're supposed to be also doing that, right? Okay, and there's plenty of people messed up, man. So restore, the word restore means to what? Mend as a broken bone. You don't just take that bone. You take, you know what I'm saying? You mend it. Or a broken fishing net. You do some cast netting. I do a little bit sometimes. Sometimes you get a hole in that cast net. You got to take your time and fix that little cast. You know why? Because all the fish is getting out the hole. Okay? And it takes a little time. If you do it right, you'll be good to go again. You'll catch some more fish. Isn't that our goal? Somebody that's put rendered useless on the side. Isn't it our goal to get that net mended so they can catch some more fish? Say. Sure it is. A sinning believer, you got to realize this, is a broken bone in the what? We need to look at others instead of looking down our nose at them. We need to look at other believers as you're part of me and I'm part of you and you're broken. And because you're broken, I'm going to help you. Amen. Say. Because when you hurt, I hurt. And they ain't going to understand that. But it's going to be a welcome message. That's our responsibility. They're a tear in the net of the what? The local church. Instead of saying to them, you're an embarrassment. Look at you, you're an embarrassment. Get out of our church. We disown you. Well, if you want to go that route, you can go that route, I guess. But that doesn't fix that hole, does it say? No. I'd rather be known as a place where the holes in the net get fixed. I'd rather be known as that. That old Gary Clark, he's crazy. He likes to work with them people who have those holes in their life. Yeah. Got a bunch of crazy people at the Fellowship Church. Sort of messed up. You know what, guys? Whether you realize it or not, if I could tap time with you, give me about an hour in your life up here today, I'll guarantee it, I'll find some crap in your life that you're hiding, that you're covering up. Guys, we're just lying. We need help. And that's who I want to be, and that's who we're called to be. That is the love of Christ. Is that making sense to you? I know it's all over the place. Yeah, praise the Lord with me. Come on. We ought to praise the Lord. Come on. Come on. Come on. Now, we can condemn them or we can what? Help. Well, I got my own pack. Got my own pack on my back, Jack. Well, yeah. But the Bible clearly says we're to what? Help them. I mean, we ought to be on ready, set on ready to help people like this. Shouldn't we be a place where, hey, now listen, I want to reach people for Christ. People that are going to hell. People that know the Lord. That's a great commission. But I also want to be a place where people can come and get restored. Or they can be a part of us, a part of our church, and you're here today. You're here today. You're sitting listening to me right now. And you're sinning. You're away from God. But I want you to know you're in a place where you can actually be healed. You can get mending here. Are you listening? That's what this is about today. If you come to me, now if you're making excuses and trying to tell me that Jesus told you to go sleep with the other woman, well, I'm going to pop you in the mouth, okay? Say, go ahead, I'm sorry. I'll ask forgiveness later. But listen to me. But if you come, and you say, man, I'm not right. I'm wrong. I don't want to live this way. Guarantee it, man. I'm going to open my arms up to you, and I'm going to love on you, and I'm going to help you. You hear me? Yes or no? That's what we're talking about here. I've taken a lot of time on this, and we ain't going to get to the other ones. But you must be what? To do this, okay? It takes a lot of love to approach an erring brother or sister. And we're gonna close. We're not going to take this much further because this is a big subject this morning for us. Okay? It takes a lot of love to do what I'm telling you. Matter of fact, Jesus says, say it with me, it's like what? Did you know the eye is the most intricate thing? I mean, really, your fingerprints has its own, you know, your own fingerprints unique, but also the retina in your eye. It's crazy. The eye. We don't even understand the eye. Still, to this day. And Jesus compared someone who's overtaken in a fault or sinning, he compared it to like doing eye surgery. Let's look at this story. Judge not. He starts out of the gate with this one. Judge not that you be not what? For with what judgment you judge, you're going to be judged with it. How about that? How do you like that? Say. Now, he ain't going to be judged with, I didn't do what they did. You're going to be judged with, yeah, but you did what you did. See? They did something, and you judge them. Well, you do stuff, and I'm going to judge you, Jesus says. So, with what judgment you judge, you're going to be judged, and with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. He goes on. Why do you behold the mote that's in your brother's eye? But you don't consider not the what? Beam that's in your own eye. Or how won't you say to your brother, let me pull out the mote in your eye, the speck in your eye, when the 2x4 is in my own eye? You hypocrite, cast out the beam in your own eye, then you shall see clearly, watch it, how to cast out the mote that's in your brother's eye. So when we're helping people and restoring people, it's like eye surgery. There's really no room for judgment here. Amen? You must do this with the spirit of meekness. So, brethren, if a man be overtaken in fault, you which are spiritual, restore such an one. And it goes on to say, help me now, in the spirit of what? Considering who? Lest you also be what? Let's do a quick poll. How many in this church have sinned? Let me see your hand. Come on, come on, come on. Let's go a little further. How many of you have done some serious sin in your life? Come on, there you go. Well, that's still about 3/4 of you. If the Church of Jesus Christ doesn't help here, then tell me who in the world is going to help. You know the answer? No one. Is that the answer to a sinning brother or sister? I'm sorry. No one can help you. You're beyond help. Thank you very much. God bless you. Are you going to send them to some organization that doesn't believe in Jesus, that doesn't know Jesus? Guys, this is our what? Now, I know I laid on this heavy, but I'm done because the clock is on us. But I think it was time well spent this morning in the Word. Did you hear it today? Amen. Hey, look, not saying it. You just have to take the whole message now in its entirety. Okay? People that are sick do matter. Don't get me wrong. But I'll be honest with you. The four areas that it's talking about here, I'll go ahead and tell you the other three real quick, but I'm not going to preach them. Number two is people who are being persecuted. That's number two in a scripture. Number three, widows, and orphans. But not any widow, widows indeed. Widows who are destitute, widows who have no one, they have no family, they have nothing. They have nothing, yet they love God and they serve God. That's our responsibility. And orphans, did you hear me? Yes or no? This is in the Bible. And the last one, our responsibility is to the lost. To the lost. It is our responsibility to carry the gospel, the love of Jesus Christ, to the who? Lost. Did you know the Bible? Did you know the Bible really sums it up in those four big areas? Did y'all hear me or not? and spends a lot of time on that brother overtaken in a fault because I think we're going to fuss with that one. Persecuted, number three, widows and orphans, and number four, the lost. If our gospel be hid, the Bible says, it is hid to them that are what? Lost. So that's our responsibility. Keep that in mind. You already have a pretty heavy pack on your back right away, all right? So you got that. But keep in mind, these big, big, big things that we're supposed to help people with, that is a priority for us as Christians. Yes or no? You hear me today? Yes or no? Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Heard some word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's stand together. Would you stand on up?